Hi, this is Alan.
And this is Kevin from Dill's Greenhouse. Thanks for joining us for Ask Dill's Greenhouse.
Each week, we're going to answer some of the more asked questions we get from our customers at the greenhouse as well as on our Facebook page. From plants to products, we'll be covering quite a number of gardening questions this year.
If you have a gardening question you'd like us to answer, don't hesitate to shoot us an email at info@dillsgreenhouse.net.
We may answer the question in a future Ask Dill's Greenhouse episode or spotlight your question on our Facebook app.
What's our question for today?
Well, once you're into June, people wonder, what next? The garden's looking good, but sometimes things just don't make it. Sometimes you find a spot over here that you really want to add something, and it's not too late in June. June's a great time to continue to plant. We even grow plants in larger containers so that you've already planted something and you don't want to start off with a little plant and it doesn't match. So we have things in larger containers that you can just pop right in and it'll fill in that space and match everything else. We plant our crops that we grow at the greenhouse. We don't grow everything at the same time. We don't just plant tomatoes once and here's our whole crop of tomatoes for the year, because some people are planting those tomatoes middle of May and they don't want some plant that's overgrown and just scraggly and it doesn't look good. So we plant several times throughout the season so that when you come in June, there's still going to be some plants that are at their peak at that time. So we plant it that way because people do plant later on. A thing that would be good in June is to look at your vegetable garden. At this time, you probably harvested quite a bit of your cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower, things like that. So now's a good time in June to go back in, and now you can plant a tomato there. It's not too late. It's a good time. So now you're making double use of that space. Things that you harvest early, it's now time to go ahead and plant the things that'll go later, like the peppers and tomatoes, things like that.
If you have a gardening question you'd like us to answer, don't hesitate to shoot us an email at info@dillsgreenhouse.net.
We may answer the question in a future Ask Dill's Greenhouse episode or spotlight your question on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening.